After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Today we're talking Real Housewives of Potomac Reunion Part 1. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What up, AfterBuzz? This is your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio for the Real Housewives of Potomac AfterBuzz TV After Show Reunion Part 1. I'm joined in studio by my favorite ladies in the world. We got Miss Courtney Stewart.
What's up, y'all?
Miss Pink English.
Hello, lovers.
Y'all, we didn't have Atlanta today. We just had Potomac,
and it's so about to be I'm so sad without Atlanta.
We ain't gonna have no more tea.
Oh, we don't have any more etiquette classes.
Well, girl.
Well, from Karen, supposedly.
Yeah, I felt like the etiquette came from Andy this episode.
He sure did. He clacked on all of them.
All of them.
I love when Andy's the host of new seasons, because yes. It seems like he doesn't know any of the girls. Mm-hmm. He's not biased towards anyone. Mm-hmm. What did you guys think?
I appreciate it.
I loved it. I think that finally, I think Karen, she needed a lot of the dirt that was getting thrown at her. It was almost like she was looking in a mirror. Just watch yourself. Look at all the things that you've done.
Do you think she really walked? Yeah, shit. I don't think she really walked away.
I've been this way my whole life. I'm fabulous. Karen doesn't need anybody, and I'm like, Karen, you need somebody, and his name is Jesus. Because yeah. It's all kind of messed up. She was a mess, but her hair. She had it blended.
It blended.
And it looked good.
Yeah.
Shout out to my homie who did the hair.
Homie.
I don't remember
homie,
who that
homie.
Was, but I just heard yesterday that was it.
I actually kind of think she was the best one.
Whoa. Out of all of them?
Because I'm trying to think, because the little girl, Ashley, she looked cute, but the boobies were looking hangy. Like, it just wasn't, like, uplifted enough.
I just wish Katie had different eyeshadow.
Yeah, that eyeshadow.
It grew on me, though.
Really?
Because we talked shit about it last week or whatever. But, yeah, it grew on me. Because when she was talking, it looked really pretty, but it wasn't blended enough.
Or it was, squared or something.
Yeah, because
I like the whole, look she was going for, distressed and crazy model-esque, mm-hmm. whatever. But it wasn't blended.
Yeah,
it needed to blend a little bit better. Yeah.
I think that Ashley's was blended more in the direction that she should have been.
Mm. Right.
But then I couldn't give her the win because her dress, even though it was Bob Mackie, looked very pageant.
Very tacky.
For me.
They all looked
Bob tacky.
They all that tacky. Glitter, it was it wasn't the expensive glitter. It
and
was
then
like
the circle
sequins.
Of life, Robin.
But
you didn't like the way she looked?
Mufasa lost another baby because that was a mess.
She looked like Rafiki.
That was terrible. Aww. It was all terrible.
I didn't mind it.
I had to have something on her.
Stop.
I didn't.
You didn't mind her hair?
No. I actually thought Robin looked good.
Oh, I thought her face was beat.
Yeah.
She was giving
face
cute face.
Was overbeat. Like, that dark purple lipstick on her was
I didn't mind it because it's, the in style right now, and,
it would have been in if her hair was, it was supposed to be big like Dana Ross, which I get excited about. But whoever...
They didn't have enough extension.
Here.
Thank you!
Started in the side.
Thank you!
I get what you mean. She didn't have tracks all
if you're gonna
around.
Do it, girl, do it!
Yeah,
don't like
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
Do it. All right.
Yeah,
so,
she needed it to wrap around her ears.
Thank you.
As a girl.
she got clip-ins in.
Yo, but really, how do your edges look like they was tucked up underneath?
Are you talking about just that? Oh, sorry.
Yes. Now that is a perfect explanation of how Giselle
I don't know what the hell was going on. Giselle was doing
those earrings.
Do you think Giselle processes her hair?
Yes.
No, for color, yeah.
When you color your hair, you're
it's
processing.
A process, yeah.
When you're straightening your hair, you're processing it.
Mm-hmm. That's why I got this on, because I ain't processing my shit today.
Yeah, now, bitch, show up on a reunion with this.
Right.
Do that, okay? Whatever.
No, but those earrings and that dress, whoever. She looked like she went down to the alley.
And she had pantyhose on. Did you peep that?
Yeah. No.
That was how panty. She had pantyhose on, and she had on strappy sandals.
I'm going to choke you.
She had pantyhose on.
I did like her shoes. She had on the strappy gold shoes.
Yes, the shoes were fantastic. She had on pantyhose.
And Charisse.
Charisse had on white pantyhose.
No.
Or at least they looked gray.
I'm going to choke you. Why did I peep any of this?
I'm surprised because you be clocking the most random.
Like, no, yo, look back at it, Charisse.
Because I'm glad they finally talked about Andrew's missing finger.
Bitch.
Missing digits.
Missing digit, yeah.
How dare you talk about a missing digit?
Speaking of his missing digit,
not etiquette.
Let's talk about the missing ring on the digit.
Why is it called the missing digit?
Because pressing your digits?
It's your digit.
Ding, 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 ding.
You
ding,
can only
ding.
Go ding, 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 ding.
Why would it be called?
Ding.
So he could really only do one in the pink, one in the stink.
He can't dial a whole phone number.
Oh, no, he could do two in the pink, one in the stink.
That's no, but he has which more.
Isn't this
he
called
has,
the shocker?
He has more than one digit missing. He had a couple.
It was just one.
No, it was just one.
He just got raggedy hands, but there was only one missing digit. It was from a car accident.
Okay, I'm not laughing. No,
wait, but how did he lose only one finger in that
in
car accident?
Maybe like
the window
one of it got
up
caught
it.
In the dough, and yeah. Died. Mm. Only one died. They didn't have to take all five.
He probably been dirty and some girl came and chopped off his finger.
Oh. Right. It was probably this bitch like, you ain't gonna give me a ring?
You're not coming to the reunion? Give me my ring back.
Alright, let's talk about the ring though. She didn't have the ring and everyone kind of talked about what they would do with the ring.
Mm.
Karen says she would have kept the ring and redesigned it. Of course I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Of course I'd keep the ring.
Ring back. Y'all
she
know
would
the law
pawn
is.
It. Karen would be the first woman at the pawn store. She'll be on Pawn Stars.
What?
Right.
She's what would y'all do?
If I break it off, he gets the ring back. If he breaks it off, I keep the ring.
Do you really want to keep it, though?
Hell yeah.
Really?
Jewelry is jewelry. I didn't say I would wear it, but I would possibly sell it or do something else with it or take the stones out and make a necklace. Like, I don't have emotional attachments to shit like that, so I'd be good.
I'd look at that ring every day and be like, this motherfucker.
So you would give it back?
What if you broke it off?
You would give it back?
I wouldn't give it back. I would throw it out the fucking window and be like, if you want it, it's downstairs.
Do you want to know my response?
Yeah.
Okay. I would keep the damn ring because it's mine. After you've handed it to me, it's mine. I will do as
Not
I please.
Legally.
He what do you mean?
For legally, if he can, the ring is the contingent upon marriage. And if marriage doesn't happen, he can come after
who signed that
ring.
Paperwork?
No. Yes, we didn't sign
I mean,
no agreement.
I mean,
yes,
I have heard
is.
Of this. The guy
but
goes back
that,
after
it,
the ring.
The guy can go after you for the ring.
States?
I mean, I'm sure it changes from state to state, but just so you know, you might have to sue her for it. But you can possibly get it back.
Honey, you ain't getting this ring back, baby.
English is
we know Pink loves her rings,
audience.
I do. I didn't wear my other rings, but you know I love my rings and all my jewelry, okay? I don't have time to be returning things. I don't keep receipts. I throw receipts away because I don't make returns. Thank you very much and hallelujah.
The first rule of etiquette is what? Don't speak about etiquette.
Thank you.
All these bitches have done it, though.
Yes.
And then this bitch writing the book, and she don't even know the rules to the book.
At all. Karen has made herself, she even made herself look worse on this reunion.
She looked like Kenya.
Yeah, her and Kenya just need to be friends.
Honestly, though, I kind of, really, I love Karen for what she does for the show, but I could never actually sit and like have a real life conversation with her. Because it would just.
So? I think it would be fun.
I think she's too delusional
but that's why
for me.
It would be fun.
Where, like,
she's
Kenya
a
owned up to certain things, it would be like, I feel like Karen would really be sitting
in an interview, no. But, like, a chat, like, over hot
taping tea. Hot tea.
Taping hot tea. We could do that.
But you would laugh the whole time.
Exactly.
But then she would try to read you, like,
yes.
for filth in, like, the worst way, but it would be hilarious.
And
so then
you
would laugh
like,
more.
Bitch, where are your edges?
Right.
Bitch, where?
Wait a minute.
All right.
Still don't see him.
She said, yes, of course I was the reason Beyonce called out the black Bill Gates.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
And Charisse brought
and
up
Twirl.
A comment
and
about how She was like, what's really weird is when I first met Karen, that, the first
and
thing
And I believe
that,
100% of that.
And she said, my first idea was stay away from this woman.
I never want to see her again.
Yeah. I would think the same thing. She cuckoo.
Yeah.
To me, Charisse won the whole reunion because
she really did.
She looked the most, she gave the most elegant as far as responses. Yes. I was surprised how many people she shaded.
But she was very angry. Yeah. And I hope maybe next episode we're going to find out exactly why, but she was angry as hell at Giselle.
She was, yeah, she was.
And she's angry at Karen. So yeah. I'm interested to see where all that came from.
Because she probably watched back this season, was just like, they're horrible. I mean, and she didn't show her face as a horrible person.
Well, she started out horrible and then she got better.
She didn't really do anything really bad.
Stank ass attitude, and once she fessed up to like her marriage situation and like got really real, I feel like she became more likable. Before that, I wasn't down for that ghetto comment when she's like, "They're so ghetto, bitch. You're ghetto. Like you stop." I don't appreciate that.
Appreciate the Black Bill Gate comment? Like, because I didn't think of it until they all started going in at it. But then it really it is kind of a really problematic statement when you make something like that. Like. Because you're, but I guess, I don't know, it's just because
they're putting the word black. Why are you introducing yourself as black?
Yeah, like.
Why don't you just, I hate when people have to tell me who they are. I'd rather your actions or what you have show me.
Well,
I don't believe that she should be walking around introducing, hi, I'm the Black Bill Gates.
But she's from the damn farm, so this
but
is the
this,
best
that's how
thing
she
situation.
Gives herself status, because it's not like she's saying, I'm Karen Huger because I'm amazing and you will know who Karen Huger is because I've done such amazing things. It's, I'm Karen Huger, I'm the wife of so-and-so, who is the Black Gates, Bill Gates. Like, she has to add all of that. To give herself some legitimacy.
And Mariah Carey would still be like, I still don't,
I don't
know her.
Who.
So they talk about the event. Karen said, my event was a cocktail party.
She knew it was going to be a cocktail
pre-gala for
party.
The event, and everyone knew this.
Well, when is the event going to be? In 2 years.
Bitch, what? Charisse was like, you need a 501c. She's like, we got that. Okay, then, honey, we need to start doing it now.
Like, what are we waiting for 2 years?
She has the worst lies and excuses.
Yeah, no. Whatever come off the top of her head.
Honey, they plan the Met Gala every year. On time, on the first Monday, they raise like $15 million every year, and you worried about, you can't plan.
I enjoyed your non-event.
Thank you.
Girl, what are you doing? You are 80 years old on stage yelling at these women for no reason.
And being so rude and nasty to Ashley. Oh, like,
nasty.
She just
so
thank
rude.
You. Also, did you guys think,
oops,
why was Karen and Giselle sitting where they were sitting? Because I feel like Ashley should have been next to Katie.
Yes.
Like, they didn't do, like, on Real Housewives of Atlanta, they put the teams almost on the sides. And I felt like they totally mixed it up.
Well, I don't think there are teams.
Well, because they haven't really established teams. And they just started doing this on Atlanta. This was the first year we actually got to see teams. Because usually they mix the girls up. Remember, we saw Kenya and Portia sitting on the same couch one time. So this is the first season that I've actually seen them do teams.
Yeah, they did that with Kenya and Portia, but I feel like that was because the true team age at that time was
the new girls versus
Nene
the OGs.
And Nene versus Kenya. So they would obviously be on opposite sides of the couch, and then Nene and Cynthia were having problems, so that was easier to set that up. I feel like in Potomac shit, they are all the hoes on.
No, I feel like they said, Giselle and Karen have to sit in the head seat. I felt like it was like based off of that. I
mean, they too technically are the leaders of the show.
Pack.
Yeah.
But, like, okay.
Come on, Ashley is not the leader.
To me, Karen is the leader of the show.
Between
but, like,
her and Giselle.
And Giselle
but Giselle,
the,
really?
But
Giselle,
they,
the leader of problems.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Of causing issues with
and
everybody.
They sold us this show as Giselle as one of the leaders.
That's
she
true.
Was doing all the press runs. She was doing all the press for the show, Giselle. They hyped up all this stuff about Giselle. She let us down.
Yeah.
In our heads now, we're like, she's not anybody.
We like her and her kids, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. But not for
boring.
A spinoff.
And it's funny how she didn't want to talk about how her house was rented. She didn't say nothing to that.
But I mean, we knew she was divorced. Did anybody think she owned that house? I didn't. Did
no,
think she
but
owned
the
it?
Thing is how.
I mean, with his kids, I would assume maybe kind of, yeah.
No, I wouldn't have. At least not that one.
Especially they keep talking about he's trying to get back with her.
It looked like a temporary space. At least I hope. Like, right, I would have hoped gonna, it was a temporary.
We're going to step out of these murky waters right now, y'all. All right, so they're talking about this event. She said, you show up and you take... they're basically saying to Katie, like, girl, you just show up at these events, you take pictures, and you don't even be donating money. She gonna name the one event that we seen her at and be like...
she ain't got no money.
But it's really true, girl, because at the end of the day, you was out at these events hunting people down, like, can I use your Rolodex? Because I need people with money.
Well, she thinks that her stock is that she's beautiful, so all she needs to do is take a picture at the event.
Because yes, you are beautiful. Events.
Because she gets paid for actually taking pictures. So that's how she makes money.
She used to.
What does she do now? And now that she and Andrew have broken up, where are damn them kids going to live?
Well,
they don't have a... she calling out Giselle
for renting
a house.
Well, she owns a house. She owns a house. We saw. He proposed to her on the farm.
Oh, yeah.
That's her house. She owns it.
Moving on.
That's
back
her family house.
No, she said she bought it when she was modeling. And it seemed like a beautiful place.
Yeah, well, go on back to your farm, girl.
Lots of place
and
for
if
the
you
kids
go on
farm.
Her
missing
if you
digit,
go
don't
on her missing digit. If you go on her Instagram, there's like no pictures of Andrew.
Well,
oh, so. She's one of those. I could totally see her.
I mean, she wrote a blog about Russell Simmons.
But later, she didn't delete all the old ones. Just all the recent ones. She hasn't.
Well, I'm glad she's free of Andrew because that seemed doomed to fail anyway.
And Karen, in her sloppy opinion, I'm happy for you. Girl.
Yo, she really looked bipolar in this whole episode.
Karen?
Because she'd be like yelling at someone, but then when Katie would crack a joke, she'd be like, ah!
She's crazy.
She's like...
she's crazy. But her teeth look really good.
Maybe she's on some
medication. Congratulations, wherever you bought those.
She might be.
Maybe.
Zoloft.
Sherry said, I didn't have to act like I was from Potomac because I am. I just bought a house. And I love you, Sharice girl, but you didn't buy the house. Your man, your rich husband, who
yeah.
don't want to be in your house with you, bought that house. And he going to take care of you for the rest of your life, girl. Uh-huh. So you said, that's why I feel like she's
the kids out the house. And then he going to be like, okay, the kids.
But they
gone.
Don't have a prenup, so he's going to have to take care of her.
Yeah, because I feel
some
like...
some way, one way or the other.
She feels too... she seems too comfortable. Like, I feel like the kids guilt or they have some sort of thing where she's like, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Because she seemed a little
too
comfortable.
Well, without a prenup, she's definitely good.
Chill.
But still, even without a prenup, good may not be good as you at right now.
Because
mm-hmm. we got to split it
but
up.
But Sharice did say that she does hear that Katie does go to events. Nobody else. She ain't never seen her.
Well, nobody else claims to do it, really. Do they?
Karen,
other than Karen.
Right?
So she was clocking Karen.
All right.
But who doesn't?
Well, none of them have jobs, so that's probably what they all
Robin
do.
Robin has a job.
She's the only one.
She does PR.
Oh.
What is Giselle?
I totally see, like,
Giselle
Robin working at, like,
wine?
A Bennigan's, like...
You said Robin works at Bennigan's?
I could see her, like, hey, guys, what can I get you?
Aww.
I totally could.
It is true.
Ashley,
you know what I mean?
Has a
like,
job. She's running a restaurant.
She's sucking dick. And rich dick, too. Hey. But and he put her in position.
Oh, so I listened to her...
The Breakfast Club?
The Breakfast Club interview.
Oh.
Was it tea or was it...
Charlamagne was just really digging into her. I'm like, you know what? I'm really applauding you. You know what? You show girls how they can just get out there and get a rich man and they can come up. You really came up. You were a bartender? This is what bartenders can get you guys, basically.
And
like,
how was she reacting?
She was just like, oh my gosh, Charlamagne. Like, I'm not saying that you have to. And he was like, do you have a prenup? He was like asking her all, and she was giving a lot of more answers like, oh, I get a house, I get two houses out of this.
Yeah,
I get
she
this.
Said that on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And his worth is $20 million, hey, and yo. She's worth $2 million.
Yeah. Good for so. Them. They're doing all right. And go him, because he lost a lot in the crash in 2008, and he still came back from that. So.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. The Washington Post had an article about them and a really nice layout. We talked
oh,
about
really?
It last week. Yeah, you should check out the article. But he came back from a lot of financial.
Oh, good for
problems.
Him.
So good for him.
Go ahead, so,
Michael. Get it, Michael. That's why you
they
like
have something in
masses.
Common. Mm-hmm. So Karen, let's talk about Karen and her eye candy. So she says Ray gives her permission to look, but no one, he can't look at girls.
She says he can, but everybody else is like, oh, hell no, Karen, you
and
lying.
The fact that she thinks that everybody's looking at Ray.
She's like, I do think that. No,
honey,
no.
Nobody want Ray.
No, Cruella, nobody wants Ray. No.
Like, Ray seems like one of those guys that are on sugardaddies.com. Yes. That's trying to get girls.
That is probably.
Oh, I was going to say on some.
Sugar babies.
Yeah, sugar babies and all those sites. He's probably on Ashley Madison. He's probably on those kind of sites.
And he would, and he would totally proposition and be
like,
hey, girl.
Yeah.
You want to roll with
it?
And you'd be like,
you want to roll with a nice nigga like me?
Oh, my God.
Wait, what was the his bartender?
Carol.
He just wait for Carol. He light up his cigar.
Come here,
and you know Carol, she just roll over. She roll over
with
the black label. Oh no, it's probably blue. It's probably blue.
The liquor cart. Like,
hey, Ray, you want me to put it on now? I lick it all.
Oh, take her like 5 minutes to pour it into the cup.
Yes.
They just have slow old sex. I can't.
It might be a jackrabbit.
But Ashley thinks that Karen propositions Ray too much and that he really doesn't want it.
Wow, that was so funny.
She said, like that scene of you guys in the garage where you said, ooh, do you want round two? And he was like, what was round one?
She had the whole skit planned down.
No, you know, Ashley, the type of girl, she was like, she was on AfterBuzz. This bitch went back and was taking notes.
She was like, did you just say no?
And then Karen's
and
like,
I will throw this on this
home.
Line. She was using it like O.J. Simpson. I'm going to trial tomorrow, and I need to be prepared. So if she throws this line at me, I'm going to say, So was it round one or round two? Well, I don't even remember round one. She was like, ready.
Oh, my God.
Then they get to the outdated kitchens. I can't. They get to the outdated kitchens.
They were bad.
Her comeback was, well, can you afford $10,000 a month? And I can't. But I sure wouldn't be paying $10,000 per month for that.
Thank you. If I could, then I should have more equity in my house at this point because you've obviously been living there for 20 years.
Yeah, and if I'm paying $10,000 a month, bitch, when you walk into my foyer, you're going to feel like you at a gala, not at a damn.
And there's no way if she's owned that house for 25 years, she's paying $10,000 a month and it's not paid off. For 25 years.
Yeah.
Some may right, Karen.
Well, maybe they had to take a second and third mortgage or something.
There's no way.
The black Bill Gates?
What do you mean?
Her right breast teeth or something.
Or her teeth.
No, exactly. I highly doubt that they're paying $10,000 a month.
I don't think they are either.
She's lying about that, like everything else. Bye, Karen.
And if they are, epic fail, why are you still paying $10,000 a month on this house?
Nothing to brag about.
Well, word on the street is Giselle is word on the street.
But it's a short street.
Right. I was like, right, with no addresses.
Charisse was real quick to clock that.
She sure was.
And then Katie came in. Oh, and the other thing is Karen is not the Grand Don of Potomac. And then that's where we got the clowning of the missing finger.
So Katie went from having to get schooled on how to be, Katie, you need to speak up for yourself. You need. And this reunion, she brought some of that shade from Andrew that she was throwing at him, brought some shade from Andy, and she was in full throttle in Shadeville.
She was saying up like.
Yes, she was.
Dumb and dumber.
Yes. So what you gonna do? What? Call security?
What are you gonna do? Are you gonna fight me?
Like, no. What?
A fan asked Ashley why she let her mom go bankrupt. Ashley said, well, I mean, we kind of heard that storyline where her mom was like, I didn't want to take her money.
Wasn't trying to take no money, yeah.
That was a stupid question for Andy to even ask.
No, but the funniest part was the lead-in where he said, well, your mom's 50. These women are about that age. Do you look at them like
your mother figures? She's like, don't go there, Andy.
What did you guys think about the Giselle in the Bush comment about Ashley's hair?
I think Giselle likes to say any rude stuff, like how she said about Katie. Katie, why are you hanging around white people? You know white people don't like you. She goes too far. I think she has like diarrhea of the mouth where she has to say something really mean. And I don't think she understands what she's actually saying.
Do you guys look at it hypocritical, though, where she's saying, Katie, you don't love your blackness. You don't rep your blackness.
Yep.
But then you calling this girl, you calling her hair a bush.
Isn't that
a little bit derogatory?
But I also think based on where she's from and her age group, her hair looked like that when it's not pressed out. But she grew up in a space where her shit had to be pressed out all the time. Like, my grandma would say the same shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't necessarily think that's an attack on blackness. I think it, in her category, just like my mom's category, they still don't accept natural hair as your hair being done. Like, they're like,
But I don't think. I don't think.
I think she came from it in a mean place. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I don't think in her mind it was an attack
on
blackness.
It's like the eight sheets in the wind. Like, bitch, where are you pulling that comment from?
Yeah,
like,
I think she was being an asshole for sure. But I don't think that it was an attack on the blackness in that way.
Well, it just was interesting to me because it's like she comments about race. All these racial things, mm-hmm. and then it's like if you are this conscious of racial.
We already talked about this, Jesse. We know she got issues because she has had to define her blackness her whole life because everybody been calling her biracial with them damn green eyes. And she's been hurt by herself.
Well, maybe she should not color her hair blonde. Exactly. Maybe then people would actually really not care.
Mm. No, they still would because it would be dark hair and she got some severely green eyes.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
They're not even like. Hazily, like there's.
Do we think that they might have been injected?
Shut up, Tiny.
Scrape that shit off, maybe shit. I don't know.
Girl,
the fact that that's scary.
Yeah, I can't with that.
There's no way you can pay me.
No, not going down.
No,
not
thanks.
All right, so Ashley. Then we get the conversation of Ashley twerking on Robin, and then she said, "Why did you have to call me a thought?" She said, "Thought Tish." And did Robin ever say that Giselle was? Yeah. Jealous of Ashley in a joking
way? Well, not
way,
jealous of Ashley, but she did say that she's mean and not necessarily the kindest to the pretty new girls.
Which explains it all. Clarissa
exactly.
Explains it all.
It was
you.
Very clear and very obvious.
Yeah.
We get to the crab boil conversation where Karen, they bring up Karen's phony as a $10 bill where she meant to say a $3 bill and she said, I own it. It was a fraudulent slip.
And then homegirl, Katie said, oh no, you mean Freudian. No, that still doesn't apply. That wasn't a Freudian slip. Like, what are you talking
about?
Yeah,
like she's thinking about a $10 bill. No. All right.
Do y'all even know what any of those words mean?
I don't even know why they even showed us that.
Because Andy is shading them.
Yeah, he's dragging
in the edit
them.
Room. Like, look how dumb they sound.
All right, so the crab boil. Giselle brings up Karen referencing Cal as the help. She said, I'm clearly a woman. Because he had said something to her, basically referencing her as a man. She said, I'm clearly a woman. And if not, I might have to take Cal to the back. Like, for you to be called, isn't that thoughtish behavior? Isn't
and,
that thoughtish
and
commentary?
And after
like,
you were so mad about Ashley having her husband come and stay in the house, and it's like, how dare he see me walking around with my titties swinging from east to the west, from north to the south.
My breasticles.
Yeah, like,
maybe that's why she was so upset about it, because she,
and then
in reality,
all of a sudden,
she can't control herself, and she would be like, don't you want to play with them? Look. Like,
ew,
maybe she's one of those people. So she tries to pretend like it's such an intrusion when really she would be the one, the aggressor.
But then the next minute you want to say, oh, my husband's going to be so offended. Wouldn't your husband be offended by you saying maybe take Cal in the back and show him how you're a woman?
I would think so. Because to me, I'm sitting on here like,
etiquette?
Girl, what you going to do with Cal?
I think Ray don't care.
Ray's not even watching like, this whatever. Reunion. Ray's just sitting in his back in the green room just waiting for them.
These mints are pretty good.
Do we get pork chops after this?
She said, all right, but calling him the help. She said, it wasn't the nicest term, but, you know, I thought he was working. Karen then says, that's not offensive. I used to work at a drive-thru before. Robin shaded her and said, girl, they didn't have no headphones back in the day like that. And then Karen threw in, oh, Robin goes low. She has a voice all of a sudden.
Rude.
Karen, who wrote your jokes this year?
Know.
Like, I'm just like,
I don't know. She's reading them off her
imagine
chest.
Karen asking you what you want to order from Burger King. Hi, welcome to the menu. How can I
she
help
she didn't sound
you?
Like that when she was working at Burger King.
How do you think she sounded? Hey, welcome to what y'all
it's
want?
Virginia.
Welcome
she
to Wiener Schnitzel.
Y'all.
You want to cut? You want one of them corn dogs?
I was a Burger King girl. He was working at Crystal.
She said Burger
Church
King.
Church chicken. Oh, she did say?
She said Burger King, but it was Crystal.
Yeah.
She was working at Crystal Burger.
You want one of them corn dogs?
You want 10 cent? You want 10 cent burgers?
Ooh. 10 cent burgers?
Back in
oh,
the
back
day.
In that day.
I'm
yeah.
sure back in that day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Maybe they were 30 then.
Well, Karen is 39, so I don't know why you guys are getting mad about that.
She's awesome. If she's 39, I'm 12.
Why are you out here lying? Charisse is upset with Karen for starting the fight at her crab boil. Karen said, if that offended you, I truly apologize.
And thank you, Andy, for correcting every single season of every Housewives of Yo Mama. has always, I'm sorry if you feel offended.
If negates everything.
Obviously I did, or you wouldn't need to apologize. So shut the fuck up and just apologize.
Just say, I'm sorry, I messed up.
Thank you.
So we get Robin and Wong conversation. She says,
Wong.
It should be Robin and Wrong because she doesn't date. She says, I'm not sure if he does or not, but you know that. That's why you ain't married yet. That's why you don't get married back to him. She says that they think that they might get married.
He clocking Becky on the side.
She's not in love with him. She said, he cheated on me way too many times. And us as women who date athletes, you know, we kind of have to turn a blind eye to that. You don't have to. You do not. To. You can choose to do whatever you want. And if you know this, that he been fucking these bitches multiple times and you choose to stay in that, that is your choice. Mm-hmm. Now, I appreciate that you are doing this for the kids and the family. I want to make sure that's what you're all really doing it for.
Because it's not. You're being delusional. You still haven't even talked to the kids about this. Mm-hmm. Like, and so what if there's one big blow up or what if he cheats again? Then it'll be like...
Well, now it doesn't consider, it's not considered cheating. That's, so she thinks she's protecting herself.
How?
That's so weird, girl.
But if he doesn't come home for two nights and he sleeps in your bed, aren't you going to be calling him, where are you? Where are you at?
What she time said
are
you coming home?
What time? Exactly.
But then you're going to sit up here, she's like, you know, we have lots of sex, but it's not passionate. It's just for sexual needs. No, that's your sexual needs,
Robin,
girl, because he knocking it off.
Robin needs to go to church.
She's scared.
She needs to go to church.
She's scared to love again.
I think so.
And scared to let go of what was. Aww. And so it's easy and it's familiar to just get it in a little bit to knock the edge off. Same old dick, man.
No, Courtney.
I'm not condoning it. Like, do it's you? Just, but I mean, it's I therapy understand session it. Right like, now. I understand why she's doing it. It's sad.
She needs to go to therapy.
She's cute. She works. She's got two kids. Let that brother go. Because obviously being on the coaching staff is not making enough money because it didn't keep your house. So why do you need him there? Y'all can co-parent.
Because she's in love with him.
And you've
she
lost
want to admit
now
that.
Everything that probably you got rid of your wedding dress. Now you lost your damn house.
Go get a condo, 2-bedroom apartment somewhere with your boys. Be like, babe, come over anytime
I'm
you
sure
want.
They're renting something in Giselle's building.
You know? It's fine. It's totally fine.
All right, so she said the friend who stole the money killed himself, and that's what kind of brought them together. And I'm like, sounds a little faulty concrete.
I think that Juan was like, oh, my God, my best friend killed himself, and he took all our money. And she was like, oh, baby, I love you. And they were like, oh, we have sex that night because we're all depressed because we ain't got no money. So then she felt like they were rebonded again, and really they were just fucking because they're broke.
No, like Juan seems like a smart cheater. Like he knows when his pockets of when he can do stuff. When he needs to show up so that to show
well,
face.
Well, he has to be sure he's in love with some her. Kind have some kind of smarts to be telling a woman, we're not going to be together. I will live in your house. I won't pay any bills, and I don't know how to put together a Home Depot cabinet.
And let her think that it's all her idea.
Yes,
because she is buying into it 100%. Like this is my idea. I'm fine with this. This is great, girl. No, you not. Mm-hmm. He the father of your babies. Mm-hmm. You know you still got feelings. Mm-hmm. Let my people go.
Yeah. Girl, like, you should be on Love & Hip Hop right now. all right, so Ashley on the bankruptcy and the $25 in bank. Robin's like, you had joy spreading that news.
And she did.
I mean,
they were gossiping.
That's,
you know.
That's what the show is all about.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Then she tried to compare it to Giselle reading... Well, Katie tried to compare it to Giselle reading her blog. That's 8 sheets to the wind, girl.
Katie.
Giselle, I expect that from Karen, not from you.
Right. Listen, Giselle is old, just as old as Karen.
I mean, because what is Giselle, like 46? Uh-huh. So yeah. She's probably got, like, you know, maybe 5 years.
She has, like, those, like, liners, too. Like, what? Like, she has, like, those old, like...
Like, she just finished watching, like, a DMX video.
Yeah,
like,
yes. She was popping in 95.
Yeah.
And
like, her
lines
are, like...
You know Giselle had them apple bottom jeans, the boots with the fur, and you
sure
know she had the bamboo earrings.
I'm sure all the guys are clocking Giselle.
Oh, yes, for sure. Giselle was that one.
She was.
All right, so then we talk about the butt-grabbing race conversation, biracial argument, where Katie is surprised on how focused Giselle and Rob are on racism. Giselle feels that Ashley is not proud of her blackness. She said, "You sported." Oh, she said Katie. To Katie, yeah. "Excuse me, That's why you knew you did something wrong. That's why you sported the Jackson 5 afro.
And they panned the picture.
But my thing is like her afro literally looks exactly like her mom's afro. And so I'm kind of like...
You're kind of like,
just,
what?
I don't know. Like, just, what do you keep like...
Well, she was getting at the point that she said at the party that what was cut from the conversation was that whatever Katie said leading into that comment seemed derogatory towards the black portion of you. Just like we were talking about before, how something about having a little something else in you other than just black makes you better. So I assume, based on that comment, that what she said was similar to that. It was the whole idea of like, oh, well, this portion is a little bit better because it's not really just black and I'm not just black. Giselle, being in her feelings about not being black enough, got offended and upset, and that's where the conversation like led from there. So, I mean, it doesn't excuse Giselle, but at the same time, it's the same argument. She's sensitive because she got green eyes. That bitch sensitive because she half Jewish and don't want to claim just being black. So there you go.
There you go.
That's where the Dumb and Dumber comment came in, and on
You're
that
dumb
note,
and dumber.
Let's head into predictions.
They all seem like middle school girls.
Yeah.
Just, like they fought very middle school.
I can't even believe we have to do next week of this.
I can't believe they squeezed two episodes. They
I
drew
was
these two episodes.
They were able to pull off
so
two.
Are they pulling the husbands on? What
mm-hmm.
about
one of them?
Oh, God.
No, because Ray's supposed
Ray
to be there.
Oh, Ray will show up. I saw the white guy.
Ray, Michael.
So Andrew was supposed to be there.
I think Juan shows up.
Oh, okay, Juan.
And then
finally, we get to see Juan and Robin in the same room together.
You missed when he said, "You are the love of my life."
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
And they were going to watch what movie?
Kung Fu Fighting?
No.
Were they putting together that thing?
Black Dragons.
Yeah, Bruce Leroy. Damn it, Bruce Leroy.
I don't know.
Fuck.
Twin Dragon.
The Last Dragon.
The Last Dragon.
All right, so next week we're going to get all that stuff. Katie's going to dish about what happened with Andrew.
I'm excited about that.
Really?
I mean, I want to know.
I'm just happy it's not
happening. She gave the ring away yesterday. Like, why? Did he
And
get
he was supposed to be there.
In another vagina?
Probably.
In that ugly-ass room you put in his house.
Just like Atlanta, we get another is the husband gay comment. Then we're going to get Mike versus Karen because Michael says, I don't understand you. What you're saying and thinking. And she said, I am a woman. Do not address me.
He's like, are you wearing a dress? Are you one of the ladies? Shut up, Karen.
Katie says, my children don't look black.
In reference to the box checking.
But they are.
Well, if they don't look black, then... Okay.
Shit.
What do you want me to do with that?
Like, if they don't look black, then they ain't black,
no,
y'all.
Then let her check off that other and write
Jew. Exactly. Jew Malaysian or Jew Negro, whatever you want to make up.
But she probably doesn't consider them black because they're like 75%. Not black.
Which is, I mean, in my if you're not received by the world as a black person, then I'm not mad at you being like the
issue
we've had in the past.
Your mother is black. She looks black.
Yeah,
so.
She looks black. But if they're
she's
out
like, actually,
wrong,
I'm Cherokee.
I can with all these definitions.
It's too much. But it is.
All
it's funny, like to figure
shit.
Out like
yeah.
what because it isn't something that they're gonna have to address because they will identify as something as they grow up. So that's the culture we live in. So
that's their life.
A box culture, y'all.
I ain't gotta worry about that. I'm just black.
Me too.
I just write black.
Last
Me too.
But not
Maybe
least,
like African American. Nah, I'm just black.
You just scratch out African American and put other right
black. Because I don't even know what part. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't get to be Niger and American on it. Whatever. That's
what if I put nude?
You put hot pink.
Gray.
All right, so Karen Salmon. And Giselle versus Charisse. And this is what I'm excited for because it's like, why is Charisse on this?
Because Charisse is, she got some attitude. She's upset.
She votes for Katie. When she came here, her and Katie did the media tour together.
Right.
And it seemed like that really was the only person she was taken up for. And when they said, would you let any of the women come back to the house? Ashley only said Katie, and I was kind of confused, like, well, Charisse didn't really do...
Yeah, Charisse seemed like she had a good time.
No, she
but
probably
she was
wasn't mad at Charisse.
But Charisse was trying to leave on her first night.
Mm-hmm. Well, she cracked it. Yeah, she cracked a couple jokes.
But she apologized.
And sucked it up.
She apologized, remember?
I just thought that one was
but
interesting.
But she's also boring, I would imagine.
Charisse?
In terms of with Ashley. I don't feel like she would be like,
yeah, Charisse is like, let's get drunk over white wine. And Ashley's like, fuck that. I want fucking
whiskey and dildos everywhere.
I'm with Charisse. She likes champagne and sitting on the couch or by the
Wait a minute.
That's all we got for you guys this week. Make sure you guys hit us up at On After Buzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep in contact with me everywhere on social media at DJ Jesse J.
I'm everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
You guys can always find me on Instagram at Pink English as well as on Twitter, English Speaks.
Till next week, same time, same place.
Bye. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later. That's the only thing you put in.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.